Hey, yo, 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 what's happening? Welcome to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, breaking down the latest in rap and R&B. It's yours truly on the mic, Stefan the Lethal Weapon, coming at you live. And right next to me, I got my man, OVO Jody.
Cracking off.
He's the head chairman of the Drizzy Defense Squad, and we don't take no Drake slander around here. But right across from us, we got our man with the master plan. He breaks it down whether it's pure or not. Ether Ernie in the evenings.
You're listening to the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast. What's happening?
Shoot,
what
man.
A drink's at? What's going on tonight? I'm trying to turn up.
Bro, yeah. Tonight I'm going to go to sleep early and say my prayers and do some chores.
Whack. Charles, what are you doing? Same? You're homebodying it tonight?
Every night, bro. What the fuck?
Let's do something tonight,
it's
bro.
It's quarantine, nigga. It's COVID. Let's do some. Biden put everyone on lockdown.
I got a bong in the car. Let's do something with it.
You said what?
You said Biden, like Biden was president? Fuck. If anything, it's fucking Newsom, governor, that's fucking shit up for LA. Dude. Ultimately. Because other states are open as fuck. They might be catching COVID.
We don't need to be open, bro. We need to be closed.
Nah, bro.
We need to just close.
I'm wasting a prime dating
Battle
year
of the
my life.
We need to be closed until
I'm
like,
wasting a prime year in my life.
Let's
right
just
now.
Say until
can we
January
vote
2nd. We should be. Yeah, we should. They should do a vote. Like,
actually,
if we should just close.
They voted and passed that he's not allowed to make any more unconstitutional sanctions anymore.
Who, I believe that's what the Supreme
Trump?
Court said.
The governor of Los Angeles.
They said that, yeah, you know, it's unconstitutional, the amount, the decisions he's making and the amount of power that he's flexing
like,
right now.
Like the fact that he was going to cut power and water from houses that were having parties. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you, bro? Like, they paid
the
mortgage for this house.
The Soviet Russia.
They're breaking the fucking law, though, that is in place right now. If they're having over these.
But it's on. They're not allowed to have that type of control, bro.
They're not allowed to have that type of party in this pandemic.
Bro, if it's a public place, you can control it. But if it's in your own fucking house.
He's a governor. He owns everything in California. Well,
saying,
this is his land. This land is his land.
Take the goddamn liquor
Boom.
Away from this man.
That's right.
Boom.
Nah, bro. Like, he's trying to limit Thanksgiving dinners to three immediate families only.
That's a good amount of people, bro.
Hey, and they said singing.
He's saying like, let's say you're going over your dad's, that's your family. You have a sister, she has a family, that's it. So if you have a third brother, they're technically not allowed.
No. There's you see.
He said three immediate families.
You're looking. There's a whole bunch of gray area in the immediate family. Like immediate family is like.
He's talking about.
No.
Your mom, dad, son, sister, that's it.
He's talking about
that immediate. He's not talking about, like, your cousins.
Nah, but also immediate family is his mom and his dad. That's one couple. And then his kids are one.
That's
are
one family.
One, no, that's one.
No,
it's a gray area.
Bro,
gray
he hit that
area.
Technicality already.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
That's why I don't watch the news, bro.
I'm just bullshitting. I don't even know none of this shit.
Ho, ho, ho.
Fox News versus like MSNBC.
Yeah. Right I voted now. Though. Shit, I forgot to wear my sticker today,
sticker
but I voted.
At, dog?
My sticker I today.
Damn.
You Slipping. Vote? Did you fucking vote, nigga? Yo,
whoa,
bro.
Whoa.
Did
whoa.
You?
Shout out my homie Peter. I accidentally offended him the other day. He's.
Did you vote?
He's here legally, but he's still not a citizen yet.
No, I'm not
yet.
Voting for either of those devils. How about that?
So you did
How
not
about
vote?
That?
No, there was other things to vote on besides that.
Yeah, hey, you listen to
like
me?
Certain reforms and things
yes,
like
there's,
that.
There's important things that you missed out on.
Those lines.
Missed your chance.
Shame on me.
Did you vote?
You listening to me?
Did you vote?
So I was voting
the
other day. And I came in. I told my homie, Peter. I call him Peter. His name is Pedro. Shoot a shot. Okay, so check it out. So he's here he's here legally. Cool as fuck. Cool as homie.
Peter Griffin from Rhode Island?
My homie Peter.
Oh, from Rhode Island?
He's still not a citizen yet. I came into work and I was like, hey, did you vote yet? And he like turned around and gave me the biggest fucking stank face.
Did he hit you with the Tyler Hero?
Hey, yeah.
So who'd you vote for, OVO?
That's confidential information.
Asking me if I vote is confidential.
His vote.
No. I just asked you if you voted. I didn't ask you who you voted
his vote's
for.
Still pending. Hey, can I see that real quick?
I see you're wearing red over here. I don't know.
Pass me a gut.
I'm wearing red because it's juicy, you know. We gotta just
to represent the blood of your enemies. Let's be honest.
Kravasi for the host. Nike,
that's better than Henny.
It is. Henny's the clout drink.
Yes, it is.
I've been saying that for decades. Just two, because I'm 27.
He's 21.
First 6 years of my life, I don't know what Henny was.
The Henny's just for the girls. The good shit's for the
boys. I just knew anything was possible since I was a kid, you know?
Shit. Man, good to see y'all. Freaking, it is voting time right now, y'all.
Interesting start to the podcast. Or at least it was a few days ago.
No, voting has happened. You missed your chance. Did you vote? Raise your hand if you fucking voted.
Check it.
We're in a big ass room. You can't see behind the camera.
Fast over
there's a big ass room. These people are, there's multiple people here maintaining our podcast, making sure that it goes down and gets done very fucking great. And they do it for the very fucking low. You guys should go ahead and hit them up higher passion.
The strippers in Vegas would have had those votes counted, bounded by now for sure.
Oh, definitely. Especially if you're paying them.
They said,
don't play around about that bread.
They said the vote's not going to be completely done until November 12th, bro. There's going to be fucking 6 more days of awkward who's president vibes.
I thought it was electoral vote who got there first.
Well, they're waiting on Nevada. Nevada's still up in the air.
So if Nevada goes red, Trump's going to win?
Basically.
I know.
SpongeBob, what the fuck are we talking about?
No, it's a comparison,
yeah, what
bro.
The fuck are we talking about? Yo, man.
Let's break down some of these fucking awesome topics
we got lined up for today.
That's what happens when we drink first.
But, you know, since we were getting a little political right now, what do you guys think about Donald Trump getting endorsed by certain celebrities?
Who?
Lil Pimp.
Who?
Lil Pimp. Amongst one of them.
The great, what'd he say? Like the greatest rapper
he said amongst our time? He's like, he's one of the biggest people right now. And I was like, 3 years ago, dog.
Lil Pimp, ladies and gentlemen. Lil Pimp.
Fool looked like a fool up there, man.
I think it did.
I'm almost positive Lil Pimp didn't even vote. Almost positive.
He might just got leaned out, like ready to vote.
Is he even
and then
fucking old enough to vote?
I'm pretty sure he got his mail-in ballot.
Yeah, I didn't
and
know
then there
what
was
age
a,
he is.
There's a thing they're trying to have like 17-year-olds vote and shit now.
If they're going to be 18 by the time the election comes. Which makes sense.
I fuck with that too.
Everybody needs a voice. Just get prepared to see some more Harambes in there if you're going
to
do that.
I mean, Lil Pimp.
I wanted to write my own name in. I wanted to tell people to write
shit,
my name.
I wrote Kanye West. Fuck
Lil Pimp wasn't the only
write,
man endorsing Trump.
Kanye or Kanye West.
He was under some fool that just added him.
That's why. He was vice president. Wait,
Kanye West wasn't running for vice president?
All right, bro.
That fool just wrote him in for clout, bro, just to get his name up there. Kanye West is not affiliated to that Rocky person.
Oh, bad. All right, cool. Hey, you heard it from yourself, from the man that runs Kanye's corner.
Over I swear here. To God. This
2024,
is, people. This is a misrepresentation of American politics.
I did.
Not listen to us. Fuck. Oh, my God.
You got the Latinos, the Asians, and the blacks politics.
Hey, when I was voting this year and I see that, I was like, this nigga's going for vice president. Why are you saying president if he going for vice president?
You're smoked out.
Yeah,
huh?
Nigga, like, I was faded when I walked in there, bro. Shit, we was blowing. I was like,
who the hell's Amari?
I know. I was like, oh, that's his middle name, man. I was like, this fool.
Hey, what y'all see Lil Wayne endorse Trump? That's crazy, man.
I understand. I'm not going to say I'm not for it and shit, but I understand. Fuck it.
I mean, after the way Birdman screwed him out of his money.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to not get.
Like, he's trying to hang on to all of them.
This my motherfucking bread, nigga. Yeah. Get this so you man. Can.
That fucking Biden tax plan, though. Affecting all the rich people. My man, freaking Jorge Masvidal, freaking the baddest motherfucker champion in the UFC, came out endorsing Trump. I was so disappointed. I was like, man, you know, and he was trying to compare Trump. He was trying to compare the liberals to socialist countries like Cuba. But I'm like, you know, that comparison or analogy, whatever, is so far apart. And then on top of that, Trump is attacking your Latino brethren. Mexicans, like, in full force, ramped up, and he goes out there and endorses Trump. So,
he's
I don't know, man.
No fucks out here. Crazy. Trump is not.
Maybe these celebrities are just watching out for the cash, because I don't know if they truly believe in that, man. But, yeah, politics. Messy situations. Good thing we're not a political podcast, people. unless we're talking about the politics of the rap game. Let's start off with our first topic today. Hey, yo, let's start off with some Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile, I believe her name is, they dropped a song called A Beautiful Noise, which is basically a track encouraging people to go out there and vote, you know, to use your voice, to use basically the only thing Americans have. All we have is that vote. So you're right, Charles. Shame on me for not voting. But I couldn't stand the fact of giving away my first vote to either of those two candidates. When I eventually do vote for someone in my life, it's going to be for someone I truly believe in. And so, yeah, that's how that goes. This song's awesome. It was written. I love the piano in this song. Now, both of the singers, very powerful voices, trading off lyrics between each other until they eventually, you know, join in and sing together on the track. Yeah, just so beautiful. It was written by a barrage of different women songwriters, including, let me read them off. Ruby, Amanfu, Brandi Clark, a legend. Lori McKenna, the baddest of all time. Hillary Lindsay, the freaking coolest thing since sliced bread.
Hillary Clinton.
Haley Witters.
Wait, who?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Lindsay.
She's the coolest thing since sliced bread. Haley Witters. She's just a boss. And Linda Perry. She'll freaking, don't look at her wrong. She'll smack you up.
For real.
So all these beautiful women wrote this song, A Beautiful Noise.
It wasn't just Alicia Keys?
Damn. No, there's another singer on the track.
Brandi Carlile, right?
Brandi Carlile or whatever her name is.
Carlile. It's not, something with
no,
the
that,
C.
No, that song made me like super sad. And I like super sad music. So it was a vibe for me.
It didn't make me sad.
It made me sad.
It made me feel... empowered.
I felt sad.
I have a voice.
I felt sad.
I was like, I know I have a voice. I need to be heard out here.
You're like,
I'm loud, nigga. I'm over yo, Jody.
Hey, Nate, that's definitely
over yo, Jody.
Hey, who cares?
That's definitely the desired effect of the song.
Just
to make you feel like you have that power within yourself.
Bro, fuck all that.
Oh, some great lyrics stand out from the track. I like,
Hey, bro, why are you babysitting that over there?
I have a voice, started out a whisper, turned into a scream, made a beautiful noise, shoulder to shoulder, marching out in the street.
Can you sing it like Alicia?
I can't. That would be,
made it sound like a rap song, Stefan.
The Lethal Weapon.
Let me hear
I know it. You can sing, bro. You can sing. I know you can. So try to sing it again. Start again. He's going to sing. Hold on.
No, I can't do that to Alicia Keys. I can't disrespect her song by singing it so terribly.
Hey, bro, if I'm telling you that you sing good, I want you to try it.
He likes Kanye West, though.
What?
You like Kanye West, so how can I trust your opinion on my singing?
One of the greatest rapper producers of all time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first on the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast.
I didn't say, you can take what I said either way.
You're wearing red, bro, so you tripped me up. You're seeming really Republican right now. I fucked with Stussy Gang for life, but
it's because OVO has money.
No, you actually wear red a lot. I've noticed. You like red. Red doesn't look cool on me. My skin's almost red. I'm like brown red.
Like
I'm like Native
cat.
American, basically.
Like you're in the sun.
When I get drunk, I'm pretty sure my face is kind of red right now, right?
A little bit.
Kendrick said, don't wear red or blue because if you roll up to the Compton swap meet, you might get stomped out in front of your mom like he did. So I don't wear either of those fucking colors.
I don't really wear blue either. Like,
I wear both blue, of those blues colors in, a lot.
Like, I wear it in like small amounts. And if I do, it's like a hat or shoes, but it's never like...
Some blue right there.
No, but I'm saying like if it were all blue, you get me? Have you ever seen me in all one, like one of those colors? Probably never, right?
Yeah, orange.
Orange is hot, though.
You like orange?
Orange looks cool on me.
Honestly, like colors, variations of orange, like burnt orange are cool.
I couldn't.
But orange itself, I feel is a very ugly color. It's like my least favorite color.
I fucking love orange, bro.
I feel like orange is ugly.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
What color is this?
What the fuck color is that, nigga?
This is a very faded olive green. Olive happens to be my favorite color.
That doesn't look like olive green. Olive green doesn't change.
Well, you wouldn't
my
know
boys,
olive green.
My boy Stefan
smacked you on the freaking forehead.
That is olive,
olive green.
That's olive.
I fucking live olive green, dog. Are you going to tell me?
Nah, man.
I live on Olive Street.
Yeah,
how are you going to tell me?
Yeah, bro, I know olive. Every type of olive there is, I know.
My boy Stefan just got a new job at Sherman Williams. He got done painting a house right now for a customer. And my boy's looking pretty fly for just getting off work.
Super excellent.
Excellent there.
It's almost as excellent as the Alicia Keys song.
As the Alicia Keys song. And they had this to say about the song. They said, the evolution of A Beautiful Noise represents a group of incredible women from all different walks of life coming together with a universal message of hope and empowerment. It's an important reminder that we all have a voice and that our voices count.
Fuck yeah. 100%. Not just females, males 100%. Too. Everybody's voice.
Everybody's
Me,
voice.
You. That's all the people in the background because we have a super subject, dope production.
Wouldn't it have been dope if all those artists that made like empowerment songs 2020 this year after the Black Lives Matter movement kicked off after the protest?
Like who?
If like Kendrick, YG, Alicia Keys, Common, all those artists, all the songs they put out,
girls, yeah. Public
if
Enemy.
They would have put out an album and it would have just been like a variation of all the tracks. Wouldn't that have been
a compilation album of all the revolution music?
It would never
happen
because everyone would want money.
It's about money. That's
yeah, exactly.
Until I put that shit on a fucking mixtape.
I'm going to put it on a playlist. He's going to call it Now 69. Remember those CDs? The Now? They finally got the 69 one out and I didn't cop it. I fucked up.
I
was waiting for that since Now 17.
Noises
bro.
Of
like,
the
one
voiceless.
Day there's gonna be a Now 69. Boom. And I'm gonna get it.
I would call the compilation tape of all the revolution music Noises of the Voiceless.
What's the name of Dave Chappelle's KKK name in that one skit?
Freaking
when he's like, white power.
White power.
He's black and blind.
Oh my god. Oh, I forget, man. OVO, you're always on the nets. You should remember this.
Hey, they just added Chappelle's show to HBO and Netflix, I heard.
There you go.
I know for sure about HBO because I've been watching it. But all the Netflix basics been like, oh, it's on Netflix too. So I don't know about that one.
They have a special, but I don't know about that.
For sure HBO though. Spaghetti has it at his pad, so go
yes,
through.
He does. We can all fucking...
I have it on my phone.
Go party over there.
It'd be like that.
Freaking... So, yeah. Shout out Alicia Keys and Brandi Carlile and all the other singers who wrote... All the other writers who wrote this track. Awesome. I definitely recommend it to you people. Very powerful. Amazing voices. Awesome instrumentation.
Another thing that I like about Alicia Keys is I feel like she doesn't have to try hard. No, like, she always has that laid-back vibe. Like... Sometimes she's not even wearing makeup when she's on stage, which is fucking a flex. Yeah. So all the kicked out hoes. I mean, Sadio. Nothing wrong with makeup, but I'm saying like she's not even trying and she's killing the game. That's pretty crazy.
Too out there.
I know, bro.
Singing her lungs out, just not even trying.
Just exactly. Just
and then keys. When she wanna go, she like, that shit dope.
Shout out Alicia Keys.
For real though.
Shout out Swizz Beatz for bagging that shit up.
Bang. Their little daughter sings too, right? They have a daughter?
Maybe.
Who had
Alicia Keys, I mean, Swizz Beatz had a whole ass wife and kids.
Oh, before
and
Alicia
Keys came in like a wrecking ball.
Shit, I would have let her wreck my life three.
Same. But I saw a fucked up meme when COVID started.
Hey, I would have built a wall at her.
I saw a messed up meme when COVID started, and it was Swizz with his right first down, family. Down. And then it says COVID, and it was Alicia Keys. And I didn't get it, bro. I was like, what is this? So I had to look it up. And I was like, oh, shit. This is savage. We're over here thinking Alicia Keys is a saint. And she over here home wrecking.
Nah, don't start saying that.
I know. It's for sure the guy's fault. Always.
No, it's not nobody's fault. It's just,
so it's just
certain
life.
Situations call
it's
for
just like that Tupac song. That's just
my saying is if there's a chance at an upgrade, you hit that button.
Nah.
Boom.
I wouldn't say that.
Boom. Boom.
I mean, you have no self-control.
No, just.
I just don't know the situation. Like, if you know? Yeah, if that was the situation,
that's
I'm not
some very
no
toxic behavior. Ernie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. I'm not trying to hit no upgrade.
This is why he's our lead analyst in toxic behavior.
Yeah, that's super toxic. That whole thing you just said was toxic.
Man, toxic.
That was 100%.
Cut this shit out real quick.
Toxic vibe.
This is why I don't let anyone see the pod.
Anyway.
Because of this.
They should just be like, toxic.
All right, dude. Let's move on to the next topic we got lined up. Tierra Whack dropped a track called Dora.
Fire, and, fire. Can you drop that bubblegum rap beat again one more time?
This shit was dope.
We're just going to play the beat so people know what we're talking about.
So, like, at first I figured, when I first heard it, I kind of disregarded it. I was like, yeah, this song's kind of weak to me. The beat sounds like some Mario World shit.
Bubblegum rap shit.
I don't know. And then I thought the rapping was subpar, but you know, the lyrics, when I read the lyrics and was singing along to it, it kind of grew on me. And Ernie pointed out.
You
started vibing,
bro. You were rapping to it. Ernie was like, oh, shit.
Oh, whoa. These are lies. Ernie pointed out that imagine another rapper trying to rap on this stuff. You know, it's not an easy beat to rap
over. Hell no.
So I pretty much respect that.
You respected it after that?
Yeah.
For sure, Lil Yachty can hop on that. For sure.
It took a little bit of time to grow on me. And I'm sure that'll be the same for like a lot of the listeners out there. If you don't immediately vibe to it and if you just don't like it, give it a few more listens. The song might grow on you.
Honestly, the first time I heard it, it was...
First time I heard it too, I was like, hell yeah, this is the direction the podcast is going today.
Damn, this is a slap. This is a stupid slap. Like, what? Hell yeah,
bro. I wasn't so convinced at first, but I think it's definitely worth checking out. Open the door.
Nah, this song slap. That shit has super replay.
Like how she admitted she a gold digger. She's like, yeah, so what? I was like, okay.
I really liked her.
She be sleeping in them Gucci sheets now.
One thing I thought was interesting was the rhythm that she's rapping in and her rap cadence. I was like, hey, you know, this
very
is actually
fun, right?
Very fun. It's very different, very uppity.
It's catchy too. Like it can really catch.
And it is catchy. That's why when I was reading the lyrics, Ernie's right. Yeah, I found myself singing along, rapping along.
Like, it's catchy. Like you want, the beat makes you just like, what? Like it's a little weird, but it's a little like, it's dope as shit weird. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you, Doc. You guys ever check out any of her other music? Because I'm a little unfamiliar with her, to be honest.
Only a couple songs. Like this song really put me on her today. Like this was I think I've heard her before though, like on a feature or something.
Mm.
But it was whatever. But this song's dope. Like I'll check her out. There was another song too I heard today. Like it was pretty dope. She sounds like a girl, but she don't sound like a girl. Like she sounds like it sounds cool. Like it's smooth.
She's her own unique individual.
I would say
she
that
sounds like
for
her.
Sure. Cause you know how sometimes girls be rapping like, and they sound like Nicki Minaj or like you know like not that they sound bad or nothing. Like you know how they rap like it's like how do I say it? I just don't know how to say it. It's different. It sounds like they're different. Going like they're. It sounds like they're not forcing it, but it's like you know they're. Like when she was rapping on this song, it just felt like it was just coming out. Like she was just like
very laid back.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women MCs, they focus especially hard on their deliveries.
Yeah.
They
got to
put a little more oomph in it to really catch the respect and attention of certain people.
Like this didn't feel like that. It felt like it was just like, damn, this shit a bop.
It almost sounded off the cuff to me. Like, just having fun with those.
Yeah,
lyrics.
Like it sound. It's, yeah. It could have sounded like she just was like heard the beat and she was just like open the door. Like that shit was dope. Like that shit it. Like
pretty fire. Pretty fire.
Yeah, that's
creative
it.
As fuck.
So is this inspired by Dora the Explorer? Since
yeah,
it's called
she has,
Dora.
She has some lyrics in there. Like she has like Explorer and then Dora. Like,
ready
right
to
after.
Explore.
Yeah.
How about the Venador? Ready to explore.
Yeah,
that line was fire.
Like, she's it. Like, I fuck with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Damn, that's a hell of a co-sign from OBO Jody
like,
over
it's
here.
It's dope. I want to hear more and see what it's about.
Did you listen to her before?
Nah, like, not, only, like I said, like, on that feature. I don't even know what song it was featured on.
But I did this girl a while back that was, like, hella into her.
For real?
And hella into, what's the other rapper, bro?
Rico Nasty?
Rico Nasty. She's, like, fucking obsessed.
Rico Nasty's a girl? I never heard that music, but I always thought that was a
Rico
nigga.
Rico Nasty's a girl, bro.
I always thought that was a nigga. Like, I just thought
they
like
have the same type of style, like savage, like fuck man.
Fucking chump.
Yo, no, like, that sounds like a nigga, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never heard the music or nothing. I just like, you know how like some shit, go ahead, you kill it. You know how
can
some
we,
shit.
Can we buy another one after this?
Yeah, we can do whatever. You can't,
hey.
What's
trying
it called?
To forget about some shit, feel me?
Fuck, what was I gonna say?
Forget about that Christian mingle, dog. And Christian girls wanna lock you down. You're a peacock, y'all. Spread them fucking wangs, you feel me?
We are the peacocks.
But yeah, so it took a couple of listens for me to catch on to this. So definitely worth checking out, people. Even this is evidence that I can be wrong about
this
track
is actually like The first time I heard her, I didn't like her. Like, I thought she was, like, whack. And then this song,
that's
like,
why her name's Tierra Whack.
That's what I was thinking, bro. Like, I was like, oh, like, damn, she didn't. Yeah, Tierra Whack, she for asked real. That feature. Yeah. I forgot what song it was. And then it was like, I just heard this song. I was like, fuck, we gotta listen to it, you know? And then, like, right when I played the beat, I was like, damn, this shit slap. And then she's like, I was like, yeah. Hey! Like,
she was feeling herself, and yeah. She was definitely in her groove in this song.
And then I heard another song, too.
The art in it, too, bro. The art. Come on, man.
The art was especially creepy and disturbing.
The art was crazy.
Yeah. I went to the door. I got bored. Support. I need support.
Here's a little sample. Oh. Oh, vegan.
Man,
hey, it healthy now.
Man, you're gonna get us demonetized, Ernie. What the hell? What is this, a game? Fucking A. You're lucky I got Jimmy to cut you guys out whenever I say.
Damn, they're getting no cuts, bro.
Stephen coming with the takeover.
This thing's about to be a hit.
Man, this is about to be a slap. This can't even play on the radio, yeah. Low key.
Hey, throw some bars on this real quick, bro.
Hey, yo, 2020 NBA champs. Yo, it's LA. Check it out. I'm driving on a Segway. It's like a nerd. Yo, I think you've heard. Stephen Young, he is the word.
Oh.
Hey, bird is the word. Nah. Stephen Young is absurd. Oh, man. Can't believe you make me embarrass myself like this on these fucking podcasts, Ernie. Shame on you.
You really wanted to go off. Next, I seen you itching.
We'll move on to the next topic. I actually forgot it. Oh, yeah. It's freaking De La Soul. They came out with a new track featuring many prominent different MCs, from Talib Kweli to my son. Styles P, a member of the Lox, freaking legend.
It was all going off, huh? Like, low key.
They were all going off. And
it didn't click in the name of the titles. Yeah. So I saw, 40, I was like, they went off. I was like, oh.
Like, was that a bill or something? Like, I don't remember that. Like, I don't remember voting for that.
It was hilarious.
Pretty straightforward song. It's basically some hard ass, more classic rap, boom bap sounding stuff.
Yeah,
just
for sure.
All anti Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was a really dope track. And
they're just trying to give all the youngins a little lesson, since they're not quite awake yet.
Certain lessons, like from some of the different lyrics on this track, some from Styles P. He said, it's difficult to take hate. Think about it. Only a racist would race bait. If you a black man or you an immigrant that speaks Spanish, you ain't in a safe place.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
He's dropping some truth bombs for sure on the track.
All of them are, though. They're all going in on cuz.
Some badass, just not only are they dropping some truth, but just some sick ass rapping overall on this track. Talib came out and said, we the black radical, black magical matadors, beta sweaty alpha, stay protected by the status quo. So I love the way he's bending rhymes and shit like that. I love the alliteration. So just all these MCs did a really good job. My son, you know, he's very active on social media. He's an activist and he's very outspoken about, you know, power to the black people and just people in America in general who are oppressed. So dope to hear him on the track. That was like one of the first names I noticed. I was like, damn, my son's on this shit. Really dope. Yeah, I guess De La Soul are working on a new album. It's going to be produced by Pete Rock and DJ Premier. So some... I'm expecting to hear some legendary New York vibes on that record. But as for this song, you know, any thoughts on this, gentlemen?
Yeah, it's dope. I fuck with it. It's cool.
OVO Jody's cosign stamp.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
There was pretty dope. Double trouble, ladies and gentlemen.
It was pretty tight.
I don't think I'm going to replay it, though.
No?
Because he voted for Trump.
Nah,
why he's wearing red.
Nah, not just because that. It's just like, it's dope. Like, you should definitely check it out. Like, it's super fire. Like, you know, but
it's definitely not, you're on the way to the club, you know, pop this shit in.
Well, like, nigga, these niggas are just talking shit about, like, not that I'm not disagreeing.
They're talking shit about racism.
You know?
They're not talking shit about him specifically.
No, I know. I'm not saying that they're talking shit. Let's rephrase that. Let's just say they're just, you know, going in on one subject that, like, you know, like, it's cool. Like, unless I'm in the mood to, you know, like, if I'm on, like, that fuck Trump vibe and shit, like, bet. I got to go two songs. You feel me? But.
I feel you, though. I get what you're saying.
Like, I'm blowing and shit. I'm driving. I'm about to hear, like, hey, fuck Trump, nigga, fuck that nigga. Like,
there's some songs though, like I try to avoid when I'm driving because I'd be cussing at old ladies.
Damn,
fucking for driving so slow, bro. Like, poor old ladies. I'm driving, like, I feel like I'm 6'6", fucking 220 pounds.
Nigga, I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny. I think that every old lady should drive safe, but nigga, I seen like this. Nigga, I was driving like the other day. I seen this fucking, you know those CVS trucks that deliver shit? They look like kind of big. Nigga, this old ass lady in this Cadillac hit that car.
Oh.
And she was like, like, nigga, her shit is like, nigga, smacked. And nigga, she was just out there. Like, the nigga was like going through it. And she was just out there looking at it like, I was at a stoplight looking. And she just like started walking to her car. And then she sat in there like she was about to bail. Nigga, I was like, no. Yeah. No. Oh, fuck.
Yo,
nigga.
Dude, old people are hilarious. They think they can get away with anything because they're fucking old. I hate it. And that shit needs to end, bro.
They got some war scars, okay?
Like, yeah, Social Security?
You gotta let them get away with some man. Shit.
Like, you've had, like...
Nigga, she was out there, like...
You've had your full lifetime to save. Like, we don't need to help you out anymore. You should have...
I don't think she was in a nice Cadillac.
Bro. Well, she's probably had it since it came out. Was it an old one? CTS?
Nah, nigga. CTS? It was a new one. It CTS? Like a 2020.
CTS?
2020.
Nah, it was the vet one. It was the CTS. The CTS? I seen the flag.
Had the V10 one?
Yeah, I seen the
no
flag.
Way.
Yeah, nigga,
no
I seen the
way.
It was black,
she
bro.
She was in there, shit that sounded like,
nigga, it was bad, bro. I had the flags, you know, I had flags. Yeah. I had that shit. Damn. And I drove up behind, I was like, damn, like, this nigga must have been going fast, smacked it. And then I'm driving forward, bro. Like, you know, it's going through, like, it's flowing shit. And then all I see is this old ass lady, nigga. She old, has hair color like you and shit, nigga. She just like, and I'm just driving through like, she just goes to her car, nigga, and sits in there like, she about to bail, okay? Oh, fuck. That shit was hilarious.
Fucking A.
Story I hope everything time was all right,
with
though.
OVO Jody.
I hope everything
was. Everything will be. All right, y'all. So, shout out De La Soul and all the prominent MCs on the track entitled Remove 45. Definitely check it out, people. On to the next topic. E-40 dropped a new track featuring two other very prominent lyricists. A newbie, Joyner Lucas, and a more seasoned veteran in T.I. And it's a track called I Stand On That. And really dope track. What'd you guys think of this thing? You know, right off the cuff.
This shit was smacking heat. Like super duper,
just fire.
Joyner Lucas might have been the best verse for me.
I agree with that. He kicked it off so hard.
Yeah, like it was
my
like,
God.
Like it was like, damn, y'all niggas gotta go up like that. Like E-40 put it down there, you know, and T.I. But it was like
Joyner Lucas can spit, man, and he demands everyone's respect.
And what he's saying is crazy.
Crazy.
He's saying it so fast, bro.
Dude.
He's like, I saw 6 years COVID. Ooh. Can't control it.
He's spitting in like damn near a double time flow.
It's like every bar, every line is a bar, bro.
If you notice, every MC on this track are MCs who, yeah, you know, they can rap in those slower flows, but they also excel extremely well
at going in at
these faster type flows, these more double times. Style cadences.
Like it felt like they both tried to like match like how E-40 goes.
Yes.
E-40 was dope too in it. Like he had some lyrics like what'd he say? It was like like he's rich and shit, but he raps like he's not. I forgot. Let me see the exact lyric, bro. But this nigga E-40 was cooking. T.I. was fucking cooking.
Definitely. They all have very different styles, like individually, but like man, together they structured this song. Just really
was
well.
It was a trifecta.
It was a trifecta. Speaking of that, man, this track was produced by Trax-A-Million. And shoot, he's using the flutes and the woodwinds and all that shit in
bro,
the track.
Bro, the flute's been hot in hip-hop for the last 2 years.
I've been trying to hate on the flutes, but damn, I was really digging them on this track. I'm more of a brass man myself.
The flute's just been... Eventually, the flutes are going to get overplayed.
Dressed like a boss, but I rap like I'm broke.
Okay. So you're rapping about them streets.
That nigga is dope, bro. E-40. I didn't think T.I. was gonna do what T.I. did.
T.I. said some sick ass shit on this song. T.I. said, King of the South, the trap music original, former pharmacist, back on medicinal, lay down the law and I'm standing on principles. Consequence comes with it. Make it intentional. Fucking dope ass lyrics from T.I. Well, everybody went out on this shit.
A triple OG and I just about to be 40. Still run up on me. We'll that's be right, popping these right. 40s.
Damn. So
definitely check out this track, people.
Yeah.
I was nasty. Still got it. Yeah, he do.
It's the last album was just a mix.
Yeah, that the last album just. He should stick to doing these features.
I was cracking up at a T.I. picture that surfaced.
Oh, yeah, the football pad.
I didn't see that shit. I gotta hop on the next.
He was wearing the Michael Vick full ass football jersey, the sleeves, the pads, the gloves, pads, the gloves. Yeah. And even did he have right the fucking quick. Eye strips? How the fuck they let this fool in?
The eye, bro.
Motherfucker. Meanwhile, you can't walk in with fucking
that's a weapon. Hat.
That's crazy.
Like a weapon. Full ass pads on, bro.
That has to be the fucking funniest outfit at the club I've ever seen.
I wish I was there to see it.
That fool was ready to fucking sack somebody.
He was ready to smack someone. He looked like one of them strong hitting like safeties.
Like he's like this little fool can't hit.
Yeah, and then I'll fucking knock you the next week.
Oh my god, is this it?
Let me see. Yeah, that's it, bro.
Oh, that's bad, man.
Bro, what the fuck?
He's in the jeans like it's regular. Like, nigga, he's in the jeans like it's regular.
In the photo, his facial expression is he's trying to look so cool.
He's wearing a headband too, bro.
He got the Concord on though. Fuck it.
It's like,
he caught that. The kicks.
Oh, I guess it is fucking Halloween though.
Yeah, like fucking.
It is Halloween though. I didn't. This is my first time I paid attention to the background.
Wait, let me see.
It's Halloween. There's a hoe dressed up as a cat, and then there's a fool wearing a mask behind him. And then, yeah, check it out.
A hoe dressed up as a cat.
All right. You're off the fucking hook, T.I. You off the hook, T.I.
Is that Busta Rhymes in the back?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Shout out Busta Rhymes. Extinction Level 2 out now.
Nah, that's not Busta Rhymes. That almost looks like fucking R. Kelly.
Nah, nigga. That looks like Busta Rhymes. Ugly ass boy, like.
Watch out, man. Busta Rhymes be lifting weights. So crush your head like a watermelon and shit. That's not Busta Rhymes, fool.
That's what I said. Doesn't it look more like R. Kelly?
Looks like Busta Rhymes.
What the hell do I know? I'm freaking.
Well, you gotta do it right now, bro. You gotta choose who side you on.
Busta. It's not Busta Rhymes, dog.
But does it look like
him,
like just out the blink of an eye?
Woo! Next up on the list, people, and shout out to T.I. and Joyner Lucas and E-40 and all the awesome rappers who appeared on this track.
That's Will Smith. Joyner Lucas.
Up next, we got 2 Chainz. He dropped a song called Quarantine Thick featuring Mulatto.
Of course, this song dropped by him.
This is the type of rapping that I think that females be trying to do all the time.
But they can't.
This song was like kind of, like in the beginning, it was kind of whack that she was rapping. And she just started, she hit another level. Like she hit, dropped her shit in the second from third. Or I don't know what the fuck she did, but she just put it in overdrive and she started going.
She did start going. Mulatto is a rapper from Ohio, and I believe she just got
She got signed. She's Lil Baby signees, right?
I don't know, but I think she was nominated for best. She didn't win, but I believe she was nominated for best artist for BET Awards. You know, best new artist.
Is she signed by Lil Baby?
I don't know.
Ohio? That's what they look like in Ohio.
Yeah. So she's on this track with 2 Chainz, and
James.
It's kind of a mid to me, to be honest. I didn't think it was
Two
especially
was
good.
2 Chainz was super off in the song.
2 Chainz said,
"You like 2 Chainz verse?"
2 Chainz said,
"You're just calling all the little fatties."
Yeah,
she said, "All the gyms closed, so she been feeling lazy. She been late night snacking, but Shotty's still my baby."
I was like, nigga.
Accurate?
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was dope, fuck it. But it was whatever. It's like, I thought 2 Chainz should have.
He made a
like,
song for the middle class, bro.
Yeah, he should have went in, though. I wanted him to go in, like, cook. But fuck it.
And you know what's crazy? So
he this went is, in and got the bread real quick for what's her name? Put her on real quick.
Hey, so 2 Chainz, remember this is, I believe this is his first release since he dropped Moneymaker with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne came out supporting Donald Trump. 2 Chainz came out publicly supporting Joe Biden. So interesting that they're collaborating together, yet they're on total opposite ends of the spectrum it's when because, it comes to politics.
It's because politics is politics.
There's people that like to put politics before friendships, and then there's people that...
You know, it's just, yeah, this is why I'm voting for him, because... This,
politics aside, you're still my homie, you feel me?
If this man voted for Trump, I don't know if he did or not, because we don't enclose that to each other, because that's illegal. But
is it?
I don't know, is it?
I thought it was, and then people kept recording who they voted for, and I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, that's illegal. Okay. But, yeah, meme? Like, if you voted for Trump, bro, I'll just be like, all right, like, bet, you voted for Trump. Like, that's not going to make me hate you. Like, you feel me?
I did follow a couple people, but they weren't close homies. Like, if a close homie... Like when,
yeah, like
when
it's,
you
it's
guys,
levels.
Yeah, but if it's like a little relevant ass,
it's like, oh, you follow Trump, like, all right, bad nigga. Dink. Are you my nigga?
Just all don't right. be loud about it, bro. You feel me? The people that don't understand is the feminists that support Trump. I was like, he's talking about grabbing you in the pussy. You're cool with this guy.
I don't know.
How does that make sense, man?
I don't want to say or sound like I support.
Just feminists supporting Trump does not make sense on
is
any level.
Is Kanye West a feminist?
I don't know. Let's call and ask.
Call him. Get him on the phone, OVO.
You want me to call Kim?
Yeah.
Do it.
Y'all are fools.
Nah, she won't.
Fools. Fools.
She knows my schedule.
She's
right
like,
now.
She blocked my number.
Nah, she knows my schedule right now. I'm only allowed. I have certain, there's a certain time schedule.
You know, she saw one of my messages once on IG. It said scene. I was like, what?
It was probably one of the people that worked for her.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, don't get your hopes up.
The message said, what that mouth
you wishes. Ernie fucking wishes.
Hey, man, I was shooting shots. It was one night.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Did exactly. you see that one dude Michael that... Scott. Did you see that one dude that fucking hacked this one NBA player's page and started adding all these celebrities? Like, check your DMs, bro. But it was like everyone, like girls, niggas, like check damn. Your DMs, check your DMs. Dude, I think it was like Wendell Carter or something.
Damn.
That shit was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
It was on all these girls, all
God
these
damn.
Niggas. Like,
got no redress in my can.
So, hey, let me put it this way. If you guys had to give the thumbs up or the thumbs down, whether this song lives or dies, what do you give it? I'm going to give it the down. The down people.
It's a funny song to listen to the first time around. I was like, yeah, that was pretty funny. Talking about fatties. She's still my baby.
Nah, that girl went in, though. Like, if you like that girl, you should definitely check her out.
Mulatto was definitely a standout. And she doesn't Mulatto. Sound like she's slowing down anytime soon. So, people, check Mulatto out.
Has she been late night snacking?
And she's been late night snacking, we think.
Yeah.
Up next on the list, we got
these Oreos.
This is some ill rap we got coming up. We got JID with his new single, Ballads, featuring Conway the Machine.
You motherfuckers just had that shit?
I didn't hear this song.
What? Yes, it's on the list. You guys should have listened to it.
Nigga.
You guys are missing out on some ill rap.
Hell no, it was not on the list. Pull up your list real quick. I want to see your list.
It's on Discord, fools. Excuse you.
Nope. Not on the list that I got.
Let me see.
Damn.
Let me see.
Locked up.
Noodle, Little Pimp, Alicia Keys, Tierra Whack, De La Soul, E-40, GZ, 2 Chainz, Hit-Boy.
Yeah.
And then it says right here, JID Bro. Featuring Conway. Look, it's right here on my fucking phone.
If I open Discord.
I'm bullshitting you.
I know, but the issue is where? Eddie's been sending us the list because it's not working for us. You get me?
Oh,
yeah,
it's not working for you guys.
No, so look, it got added today at 9:38 a.m.
What the fuck?
It always gets added.
This
like
is why
that.
We can't have nice things because Discord don't be on this shit.
Why can't you just
Discord
text
is
me?
On their fucking shit? My sneaker.
Can you guys just text me when you update what? The fucking list? But Conway the Machine, I can imagine.
I didn't know
hit.
You guys weren't receiving it. I will just text you guys the shit now when I see it.
Especially if it's gonna get updated.
And stuff that you guys wanna break down that you guys be seeing throughout the week that might not hit our radars.
Let's do a fucking versus right now.
Versus?
Yeah.
All right.
Who against who?
OVO versus
OVO Sound?
That's an L in anybody. Oh, we could do.
What about OVO Sound versus TDE?
That's not.
TDE smashes.
I don't think we have to.
He knows.
Actually.
OVO sound.
What are we comparing right now? If we're doing that, like, what if we're doing a comparison? What are we comparing?
Label for label. You're saying that OVO would be...
I think that they can compete with record sales at just as much as them, or streams, or anything like that.
We're talking about
sales,
bro. We're talking about fucking...
What are we talking about then?
Quality.
If you're talking quality, bro, it might all be singing, but it's all gas. Because you have PND, Weekend, Nav.
Division. Eventually, they'll get Tory Lanez on there. Just watch.
Nah.
No?
He gotta beat that charge, and then maybe there's just so many people I'm forgetting.
I almost forgot about that.
Cause I'm only trying to name people, you know, that are very relevant. Like, cause you know, TDE is like main people and they're all relevant, you know? Like OVO Sound is a group of people. Like, you know, it's a corporation, it's a group. We're a brand that we like to build from the six. And anywhere else in, you know, the world that's there's talent out there. Go ahead, hit my Gmail, OVOJody6@gmail.com for business inquiries.
There you go.
To link you to me.
My boy bleeds Drake tears.
Yeah, certified lover boy. 2021.
I fuck with the socks, though. Those Nike socks, pretty hot.
The sweater was hot, too.
I didn't see the sweater.
Pink one, that shit was hot. It didn't let me buy it, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I was on a page, like, Nike, they emailed me, and then it didn't let me buy it. Like, I don't know. I was trying to...
Damn.
I know.
Sounds like Nike.
It fucking does, bro. My BB adapts. I bought them and shit, and then they sent me an email saying like, "Oh, your order was because I paid in everything, bro. Your order is being refunded because we couldn't fulfill the order or something."
Awesome. That's a heartbreaking ass email.
Those suck, bro.
I'd rather get a fucking like text message breakup than a fucking a shoe I wanted to tell me that ordered in process.
Shoe that you wanted and got.
Exactly. That's fucking heartbreaking.
A girl ever gives me a text message breakup, I'll go full invisible man on her. Like,
chill, bro. It's not that deep.
We wouldn't, bro. This dude, I'm just playing. He'll make it a
like
single
I said
go
in
out.
The beginning of the podcast. Upgrade.
I've upgraded.
You hit that button until the button don't work no more.
Shit.
That's it.
But anyways, that's all the topics we had lined up for today, y'all. I'll touch on a few things that did hit my radar, though.
Hey, don't touch me, though.
We haven't even finished the verses yet. If you're doing OVO, TDE.
Dude, TDE smashes OVO. Yeah, TDE what is there smashes. To talk about?
What is it, 2-1?
2-1? 4-1.
Nah. Who else is in this room? Nobody?
Bro, it's facts, though. You just gotta be realistic.
It's not.
You gotta be realistic.
Dude, TDE
smashes OVO Sound. Are you fucking crazy? They have J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, King, Kendrick, Lamar.
Three versus
the people's champ.
We could go 3-3. Because they have three main people over your over.
No,
your
but one of their main people
TDE's
is,
worst main is people better is. Than
no, no.
OVO's
one
worst.
Of their main people is going to go down as top five rappers of all time.
Then one of our main people is going to be go down as top five, top everything,
I'm
bro.
Fucking out.
What the fuck? That nigga's top five. Anything that you want to say he's in.
He's not top five lyricist. Because he doesn't write all his own lyrics. So how could he be top five lyricist?
Well, the songs come out under his name, so they can go down as that. Because Drake does have bars where he's just songs he's going Westernwood flows.
Anyways. You're right.
Y'all niggas is ass, bro. Fuck this nigga over here. Hey. Ether for the pussies. Because he is gay. I mean, no, he's not.
Cut that out, Jimmy. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we love that about him. We love that about Ernie. We love that he's homosexual.
Cut that out too, Jimmy. Fuck, would you stop saying that shit? Goddamn.
I know.
Think it's a game.
It's funny.
They'll fucking shut our channel down.
No, they won't.
Fuck it. Hey, yo. Real quick, let me just, before we close out the podcast, let me just give my condolences to DaBaby. DaBaby's brother has, he passed away. So I just want to say, you know, this too shall pass. And
King Von. Rest in peace, King Von.
Rest in peace, King Von, as well. Always terrible when something like that happens. And, you know, I believe life puts these obstacles in our lives so that it can strengthen us. But always a tough thing when you lose a loved one or a family member. So condolences. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Rap Beats and Melodies podcast, brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment.
Hey, was Reagan Republican or was
Reagan was mad Republican? Yeah,
that's what it came back to, man.
Brought to you by Higher Passion Entertainment, where we feel passion. That's also Nixon. Energy. Is
that Nixon? Yeah, it's Nixon.
Who's Reagan?
Ron Reagan.
Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. I don't
know my president. All I know is stop 45.
Yo, and yo, hey, we wouldn't be able to do this alone.
Who did Reagan do?
Hey,
who Reagan?
We wouldn't be able to do this alone, people. We do this with our friends from Nixon? Productive Culture. And they're based here in Glendora, California. If you guys have any podcasts or content you guys want to put out there for the world to see, they can help you out with the audio engineering, the mixing, all that jazz. So visit productiveculture.com/podcast. Tell them Higher Passion Entertainment sent you. You'll get a referral discount on your first session, people. Anyways, peace be with you. It's been Stefan the Lethal Weapon.
OVO Jody, Jody OVO of Jody's Jody OVO.
That's right.
Love and Soul Train.
And Ether Ernie in the fucking evenings, people.
In the peace flesh. Out.